This is Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie. Good morning, Oshkosh.
Good morning, Oshkosh, day four.
Dave, where is it going?
Same place it goes every year.
Boom.
Right into your memory bank.
I'm telling you.
And out the other side.
Yesterday went so fast it was disturbing.
Well, there's many things disturbing. We won't get into that.
No, we won't.
We're joined this morning by Miss Ramona Cox. And lovely Miss Ramona Cox.
She calls herself Sky Chick. I like that. That's very catchy.
You could try it, but it probably wouldn't go over as well.
I'm not as pretty as she is.
And you're like, you for years you've been like living out of that airplane.
Right.
That's kind of a strange concept.
Right. It's not that I live at it. It's that I'm a serious air camper. And so for at least 12 years, I've done really hardcore air camping in that I would literally leave June 1st and not come back till September. So I'm out in the woods for several summers, entire summers. And that allowed me to learn a lot about camping gear, what works, what doesn't, what's going to get destroyed during a storm like you guys just had, because I'm in them out there in the woods. And it's just fun. I love nature. When I've always loved camping and backpacking. And when I realized I could take my airplane and go farther, faster, deeper, and more remote quickly, I jumped on it. And so I can go to places like Schaefer Meadows, which is in the middle of 1.4 million acres of wilderness. No roads. Usually I go where there's no road access. There are lakes. So I fish for my food. And I'm self-sufficient.
So like seriously remote, like don't see a human all week, all month, all year type places.
Right. Those type places. Very few planes come in, but more and more are coming in, which is really exciting because the backcountry is such a beautiful place and the Recreational Aviation Foundation is helping us to keep the airstrips alive and actually helping us grow more airstrips.
Well, are you actually landing on what we would call an airstrip, or is it more just like a bare patch of ground somewhere?
Well, it depends. Sometimes I land on a bare patch of ground. But in general, in Idaho, Montana, all of our western states, we have forestry strips. And they're really there for fires. So that if there's a fire, there's a place to land to dispatch the troops. So most of the time they're grass. But it doesn't mean it's maintained. It means that the grass can be 3 feet tall, and you don't know what's underneath, gophers and everything else. So it's pretty serious backcountry.
Yeah, that could make for a bad afternoon.
Yeah, definitely.
Right.
Speaking of backcountry, what kind of wildlife have you encountered back there?
Everything. Fortunately, because I usually go by myself, I'm so quiet and stealthy that I get to see everything. So I see elk, I see deer. I've had wolves, but and I've had bear tear up my food when I've mistakenly left it within their reach. Within bear reach. I've had elk sneak up on me and just literally through maneuvering in a very gentle way, not looking them eye to eye, going back really slowly, I was not stomped. So I've come across most anything that you can come across out there.
And, wow. And, how about an irate skunk?
Thank goodness. That would be the worst of all, especially if you went in my tent.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
In that area, I'd be worried about elk and moose. Moose can be especially nasty.
I'm sorry. If I said elk, I meant moose. I mean, I've had moose sneak up on me, and then I also worry about mountain lion because they're so stealthy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And Bullwinkle's not as friendly as people believe that he is in the cartoons, for sure.
Right. No, they're very ornery, in fact. They will attack unprovoked.
Wow, and don't try and tase them. It probably won't work. It just makes them angry.
Just angers them, yeah.
Right.
How do you defend against a moose, though, if you have one that's got an attitude?
Well, I always bring weapons. I bring a shotgun and a Glock 40 with hollow points, and so I'm always prepared.
I would hope so.
Yeah, and I just pray that I never have to use the weapons. I have them, and it's always better if I can make an exit. When the moose sneaked up on me, unfortunately, I'd put my backpack down, walked about 50 feet away, turned around, and his foot was next to my backpack.
Oh, he smelled something interesting in there.
Well, yeah, and the problem was I was completely defenseless, and so, which is probably better, I think, in that particular circumstance, because I just stealthied my way backward while he stared at me with ears perked up. So I have come across things out there, and I'm willing to deal with it. Like any outdoorsman.
You don't have a choice. You're in their environment, not the other way around.
Right,
right. And you weren't retreating. You were running away bravely.
That's right.
Right, right. Or stealthily going back. And I also always bring some form of a sat phone, e-messenger. I mean, I use Spot Messenger a lot.
I get it. She tries to text the moose and distract him.
Yeah, exactly.
Little moose phone goes off in the middle of
everything.
Let's
friend him on Facebook.
Anyway, let's talk about what you're doing here at Oshkosh this week.
All righty. Well, what I'm really excited about, a number of different things. One is I have a new DVD. It's called Flying Off the Grid. And it has a number of really great places. If somebody's considering backcountry flying, it has one of the places where you would be weaned on, which is Johnson Creek. And so any place.
So it's like not too hardcore.
It's a long.
It's a beginner level.
It's a grass runway. It's almost like a golf course. It's really nice. But still, you're going to be like going in through a canyon, landing on grass. So it's a great place to cut your teeth if you're learning how to backcountry fly. So I have an approach to landing. You see what it looks like. You see that area. And then a lot of other places. So I have locations that I think would be interesting to backcountry pilots, and then also gear, because I've been reviewing gear for a long time. And so regarding the gear, this year I partnered with Honda, and what I'm really, really excited about is that they just they allowed me to have my airplane here on the field right next to their tent with an entire air camping setup. So anybody who's air camping,
minus the angry moose,
thank goodness, yes. The angry moose. And so, yeah, so anybody who's air camping can come to my airplane, and it's located, there's a tent set up and all the gear, and they can ask me questions. I'll be there at 11 o'clock today, and where that is right from the B-52 bomber at the tail. If you head toward the tail and keep going straight, you will eventually run into the Honda tent, which is right across from Theater in the Woods and the little Subway sandwich station. So people can come there and they can see what we've got going on, and there's a lot going on. So they come by at 11, they would see that. We also have, we created the Sky Chick Adventures sweepstakes. And they let me name it, and it's called Take Your Honda Way Out Yonder.
Wow.
That's great. Somebody in there is a real poet.
Yeah, yeah. She's got way too much time.
Yeah. So anyway, so they let me name that. And so if you come by, you'll be able to enter to win one of two Honda 2000 generators. And the reason I got involved in Honda with Honda is because they came to one of my lectures, of which I lecture here every year. I've already given two. So today at 11 will be the last opportunity. You can, you know, come and have a see a bit of a lecture. But anyway, so if they come by, they can enter to win the two Honda generators. We also have the Aeroshell Aerobatic Team. They will have kiosks that you can enter to win a ride with them here at Oshkosh.
Wow.
Or if you go to Sun and Fun, once you win it, if you're at an air show where they are, you can get the aerobatic ride there. We also have a Richard Petty driving experience, which
is called How to Get to Chicago from Oshkosh in an Hour.
In a hurry, yeah.
Right. Yeah, well, they're also auctioning off some of my DVDs, which are, I'll have them there available there if somebody wants to purchase them. And then we have Spin the Wheel. And Spin the Wheel is, that's going to be a really fun thing because everybody gets to spin and everybody wins something. And another thing that we're going to have, two more really important things, is that if anybody does any backcountry or lands on strips that they're concerned about their prop, Dave McFarland is going to come over and he's going to put on what's called the prop guard. It's an anti-abrasion boot, and he will demonstrate exactly what it looks like. It's not very expensive, but it will protect the leading edge of your prop. So that's at 1 o'clock today. And if they come at 1, they will also see the Aeroshow Aerobatic Team will be there, and they will be signing posters. So you'll be
an awful lot going on over there.
Awful lot going on.
It's a busy place.
Yeah, yeah. 1 o'clock, and then tomorrow, Jessica Cox, whom you interviewed, she will be there, and these are called the Under the Wing Talk Series. So she'll be there under the wing, 11:30 to 12, and so you'll be able to, talk with her about her experience. She'll be showing how she pre-flights an airplane, being a person that has no arms. So. Anyway, I think we kind of covered it here.
You got a lot going on. And I understand at 2:30, the moose will show up.
That's it.
Yes. And
he'll be signing autographs,
yeah,
too.
Right.
He'll be signing autographs, yeah. So that's the key, 11 o'clock today, and then also at 1 o'clock today, there are things going on at the Honda, right next to the Honda tent. You get to see, also, you can take a picture in front of my airplane, which has big red lips on it.
Oh, boy.
You really ought to use sunblock on that.
I wonder if you've flown into any airports and had an air traffic controller come on back to you and say, what the? When he finally gets a look at the airplane?
Oh, what's funnier is when I land at really gnarly backcountry strips, and then I sit on three pillows because I'm only 5 feet tall, and I have rudder pedal extensions with extensions.
Oh, my goodness.
So I land, and they see this plane pull up with lips, and then I open the door and get out, and pillows go flying, and I know they're thinking, what did the cat drag in?
Yeah, right. What is she doing here?
Right. Wait a minute. Do you have an STC for those pillows?
Yeah.
No, I probably need it. I do. I have an STC for the extension on the rudder pedal extensions.
Oh my goodness.
337 is what it is.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. How many pounds of camping gear do you normally take with you?
It depends on the length of the trip, but this trip I only have about 600 pounds.
Oh my goodness.
Wow. Right.
That's not exactly traveling light.
No, sometimes I have 800. It depends on my mood. Sometimes I'll go super duper light, but if people have smaller airplanes, I take a Honda generator, a Honda 1000. And I just talked to a guy yesterday who takes a Honda 1000 in his Cessna 140.
Oh, my goodness.
It only weighs 27 pounds.
Right.
So it's perfect. And right. I'll tell you what, I mean, I use it because I do my sat phones. I mean, I use it for all kinds of things. And I also have satellite technology at the airplane. So if anybody wants to come and see the newest Globalstar phone, the newest Spot Messenger, they can come by, look at, touch, you know, see what they look like, see what they do. I can talk to them about that, because if you're going remote, you want to be able to have some form of communication, whether it's a loved one maybe that's homesick, your husband or wife is concerned about you. You want to have some form of communication, so
right.
You can come through. You'll be able to come by and check out. They have
and?
This. No, I sorry, I can't help it. I get so excited. They have this deal going on. Spot has a deal, and they're here at Oshkosh. If you sign up for a certain amount of minutes, you get the phone and/or the messenger for free. And this phone is
that's
like
pretty
a,
good.
Yeah,
such a deal.
It's such a deal. I was floored when I heard that. So.
We recommend that everybody stop down and see Ramona and learn about air camping, the real air camping, as opposed
right.
to the 30-foot multi-wheeled air camper.
Yeah, and I'll show you my generator. You can lift it up because I use it to power everything, including for batteries. I mean, if my airplane battery goes dead, then I've got something.
Then you
got
to fix.
Because they have optional battery cables.
Very good. All right.
All right.
This is Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie, and you're listening to EAA Radio.